now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, Jaws, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so happy to be here with you today, helping you improve your home, improve your space, inside and out, up and down, whatever area you'd like to step up. We're here to give you a hand, to give you some guidance, to be your coach, to be your enthusiast, to give you some skills that maybe you didn't have, or maybe you were afraid to do the project, didn't know where to begin. Maybe you're just totally frustrated and need to just talk it out. We're both certified in home improvement therapy. Right, Leslie? So we can handle those sensitive conversations as well. But whatever you're working on, we would love to give you a hand. There's a couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can post your questions at moneypit.com. You can also reach out to us by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit and comment your question there. Coming up on today's show, if your walls are showing cracks or holes or the dreaded nail pops where the nails look like they're falling right out of the wall, we're going to have some tips to get them back in shape once and for all. We're going to show you how to make these repairs so they don't happen again, because it's kind of a deja vu thing that you make it once and then, you know, weeks or months later or the following heating season, it opens up again. We're going to tell you how to stop the cycle and get them fixed.
And if you're tired of shoveling after every storm, a snowblower can do it for you, but they're not one size fits all. We're going to tell you how to choose the best snowblower for your job.
And we're moving into that part of the year opposite the summer cooling season. This winter heating season is when we start to see spikes in electric bills. But there are actually a few things that you can do this time of year that can reduce those bills rather dramatically. And we're going to go through that checklist in today's smart spending tip.
Plus, are you hoping to see some tools under the tree this season? Well, we have the Holiday Home Decor giveaway going on right now at MoneyPit.com. It's presented by Arrow Fastener, and they've hooked us up with a dozen sets of tools worth over $125 each to give away to a lucky dozen Money Pit listeners. It includes the new P21 plier stapler. It's perfect for all of those holiday gift bags.
Check it out at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, heading out to Tennessee, we've got Gwen on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
My water heater had the element we thought had burned out. And so I had someone come and look at it, was going to replace the element, and he said, well, it's clogged up. And he couldn't get it unclogged. And he said, we're going to have to just pull this heater out and drain it, turn it on its side. And what came out of the water heater was a gelatinous whatever. It
was, let's call it by its technical name, gunk.
Yeah, gunk was a good word. But I mean, it was a lot of it, and it wouldn't. Mm-hmm. He couldn't get it out until he turned the water heater over on its side and turned it around, and it was liquid, and then it was just like this gel stuff.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I have a water system, a Kinetico water system.
Okay.
And so my thinking is, okay, I'm on a well. I should have said that. If water is coming from my well through my water system that's supposed to be filtering everything before it comes into the house, you know, the Kinetico people don't know what it is. He first thought it was white slime, but they checked all of my fixtures, commodes, and everything and said, no, it's not white slime. But he didn't know what it was, so he just hasn't gotten back to me. And
well,
I wondered if you all had heard of that.
No, but it sounds to me, before you even told me that you had run well water, I kind of knew what it was. I think it's hard water. And I think what you're seeing are mineral deposits that are settling to the bottom of the water heater. What kind of water heater is this? Is it electric or gas?
It's electric.
Okay. So a lot of that stuff just settles down the bottom. And what happens is sometimes in a gas water heater especially, it ends up making it very inefficient because the gas heat doesn't get through all that stuff as efficiently. How old is this water heater?
It was only about 5 years old.
Okay.
And actually what I did was the contractor said I would be cheaper. I would be saving more money if I just got a new water heater.
Uh-huh.
Instead of him taking the time to try and get that stuff out of the one that I had. And so I bought another one. This was last year.
Okay.
And so even, and he told me I need to drain it, you know, like every 6 months.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You do need to drain it. So you've got to drain at the bottom, and you got a little valve there. So you hook up like a garden hose to it. And remember, it's going to be hot. So I would even maybe suggest turning the water heater off. You can turn off the breaker at your main panel you know, at night, and in the morning you can drain it or turn it off in the morning, and at night you can drain it. And then just open that valve up and let the water flow. And if you do it every 6 months, it's going to wash away any minerals that are stuck down there. It would be worth having a look also at the water treatment system to make sure the water softener portion of that is working correctly, because I think with all those mineral deposits, probably more hard water is getting through than should. But if you flush it every 6 months like that, I don't think this is going to happen again. I think you were just looking at 5 years of buildup.
But that, with it being hard water, that would make it that jelly-type texture?
Yeah, because it's minerals, and it's mixing with water, and it's going to sort of stick together. So, yeah, it can get gunky like that.
Okay, good. Well, I hope that's all it is. But, you know, you would think that the people who sold me the water system would think of the hard water.
Well, you would hope. But, you know, here's something that you can do also. Why don't you just take a water sample and send it off to a testing lab? You can find one online or find one in the area. Don't use the water company to test. Don't use the Kinetico company to test it. Get an independent test. And this way you'll know, you know, if that system is really working properly and filtering out all the contaminants.
Good idea. I will do that. Care. I enjoy your show.
You got it, Gwen. Have a great day.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7. Whatever you are working on this holiday season, let's help you get it done just in time for your bubble of family to come over and, you know, celebrate together safely. Call us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And just ahead, now that we are in the heating season, are you noticing that you've got some cracks or holes in your walls that seem to open up out of nowhere? It happens a lot this time of year because in winter, the walls will tend to dry and shrink, and that causes cracks. We're going to have some tips, though, on how to make repairs once and for all after this.
So many holiday projects need fasteners and glue. That's why we're thrilled to be working with Arrow Fastener for our holiday home decor giveaway. 12 lucky Money Pit listeners can win one of a dozen sets of tools worth over $125 each. Check it out at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
That's right. Arrow is the maker of the best-selling T50 stapler, and they've given us a Santa-sized bag full of great products. Now, every winner is going to get one of the CT300 professional high-temp glue guns, a T21X wire stapler, the P21 plier stapler, and an E21 cordless electric stapler, plus a supply of glue sticks and staples.
Yeah, and I love the GT300 glue gun. There are so many holiday projects you can do so quick and easy.
And the wire stapler is great for hanging holiday lights. We'll pick 12 lucky winners, so be sure to check it out and enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
It's our holiday home decor giveaway presented by Arrow Fastener.
Enter now at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, taking care of a home, you guys, it can be a combination of love, pride, and heart-stopping fear. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, save you money, and spare you from snafus.
You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, heading to New York where we've got Ross on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
We bought the house. There had been prior leaking in the cellar underneath a cellar window.
Right.
I fixed the problem with a new window and had it properly installed. But years later, there's still the staining and the mildew stain that's on the concrete blocks below that window.
Okay.
I want to clean it and prep it to paint. The blocks are still in relatively good shape. But I just want to know what's the best process and the best product to properly clean that wall and prep it for painting.
So, first of all, Ross, the window that was leaking, is this area still damp? Do you think that there's any moisture that's getting into that area under the window? Because it may not be coming from the window. It could be coming right through the wall, you know.
We had an actual process done. Not only were the windows replaced just as normal upgrade, but we had a process by a basement waterproofing company where they, every 2 feet on the outside of the building, they bored down through the dirt all the way to the foundation, and then they ejected a liquid bentonite. I'm not sure if you've heard of that process, but the liquid bentonite is kind of like a kitty litter almost. But when it gets injected near or into concrete block, it gets into the block and then it expands like kitty litter would expand. And that process completely dried up the basement.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, I would just say to you that the reason most basements leak is because of a problem with exterior drainage. So make sure your gutters are clean, your downspouts are extended, and your soil slopes away from the house. Now, aside from that, removing these stains is not that big of a deal. Usually what you're seeing is efflorescence. That's the mineral salts that are left when the water evaporates that gets in and then it dries out. So if it's not an active leak, you just have these stains. I think, frankly, all you got to do is wire brush those walls to get rid of that loose stuff. Usually it's a white, grayish powder kind of a thing that's stuck. If it's on block, it's not mold, it's salts. And so once you get that clear, then you can apply a concrete block paint to that surface, and you should be good to go.
The drainage has been completely taken care of. There's gutters, there's downspouts, it slopes away from the house. Everything is check, check, check.
Okay, good.
The stains that are there are definitely a darker, blackish, mildewy old stain that just needs to, that's left over from one that was, a consistent moisture problem there.
Right. Yeah, but it's not going to be mold or mildew because you need a food source for that. And you have a masonry surface there, so you don't have a food source. If it was drywall, I'd be more concerned. But as long as it's dry, then it's not active. I would just, like I say, brush it, wire brush it, just to make sure any loose stuff is off. And then you can paint right over that. You should be good.
Okay, terrific. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Russ. Good luck with that project. Thanks very much for calling the Money Pit. Well, have you guys noticed cracks or holes showing up seemingly out of nowhere in your walls? They weren't there the day before, and then all of a sudden, wham, there they are. It is actually pretty typical, especially this time of year, because once that heating system gets going, it's because the walls sort of dry out and shrink, and then you start seeing the cracks.
Yeah, so here's a really great way that you can handle both. So first, let's talk about those nail pops. Now, these happen when a nail gets loose and then starts to back itself out of the drywall. So to fix it, you simply want to tap it in and drive a new nail right next to it. You want to make sure that you cover the head of the old nail with the new one, then spackle the area, smooth it, and allow it to dry really well. And once it's dry, you can sand it and then touch up that area.
Now, here's how to handle those bigger and very annoying cracks. The best way to fix either a wall or a ceiling crack is to use a strong perforated drywall tape. This kind of tape has little holes in it, sometimes squares, almost looks like a bit of netting. Sometimes it has an adhesive, so it sticks until you get to put the drywall spackle over it. But you apply this first to kind of bridge the gap in the crack, and then you want to trowel on three thin layers of spackle, as thin as you can, over that netted drywall tape. And then you want to sand in between each layer. And on the final one, you're going to want to prime it and then paint it. Now, it's important that you don't skip the primer step, because if you do, you're going to find out that even if it's the exact same color paint as you had on the rest of the ceiling, it's not going to look the same. So that particular type of drywall tape will stop those cracks from showing up once again. A lot of folks just try to spackle them and paint over, but then that just continues to open up. If you put the tape over it, that will stop the crack from moving again, and you'll be good to go for the duration. That's not to say you won't find new cracks opening up somewhere else, but at least you won't be fixing the same ones over and over and over again.
All right, we've got Gail on the line with a heating question.
You know, I have a real old house, like 1904, and I do have some chimneys in it, you know, with flues. And so I had thought I would use a chimney vent for the gas line, but that I would probably have to put a liner in it, like a steel liner. And somebody said that there was another alternative, and that was to put a power vent, something across the ceiling of the basement and out a window, and not have to use a chimney, so as a vent. So I wondered what your thoughts were on that.
Well, listen, lining the chimney is actually not that big of a deal for to convert it to use as a gas vent, because what you do is you drop a stainless steel liner from the top right down. It kind of looks it looks like a stainless steel version of a dryer hose, if that makes sense. It's kind of like expands
right
like that, and it gets terminated at the top, and then sections are added so that it goes all the way down the bottom, and it comes right out the side of the chimney, and you hook it up. So it's really not a big deal for a furnace
company or HVAC company to do that. I suspect that adding this power vent is probably a lot more work and more money. And basically what that is a fan that has to run all the time, and it would suck the gases off the furnace and then, you know, run them sort of horizontally against gravity because it's a fan, and push them out the side of the house. Not only are you going to have a motor to run all that time, you're going to have a vent that goes across the ceiling of the basement, and you're going to have a vent that comes out the side of the wall. Not the right way to do it. I would line the chimney with a stainless steel flue from the top to the bottom and go with it from there.
Okay, and I guess one of the questions, I do have two flues coming up on that one chimney. Right now I have a hot water, gas hot water heater, which just goes out without a stainless lining. But I guess they could put a large enough lining to line both flues.
Well, actually, you would probably bring the gas water heater flue and the boiler flue or furnace flue together and then run them up the stainless steel. Because, honestly, you're really not supposed to be using one of those old flues just for a gas water heater, because what happens is in the wintertime they can get really cold and they can force condensation inside of those hot, warm gases that are going up, and that can actually reverse the draft and basically make that water heater vent back into the house until the chimney warms up. So you're better off having that one flue lined and then running them both up through that. You basically bring them together and then you bring them into the chimney and on up. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Gail. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Bill, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you with your flooring project?
I bought a house like 3 years ago. And I hired these people to come and, you know, strip my other hardwood floors in my living room, and they never did a good job, and I could never get a hold of them. And the hardwood squeaks. I want to redo it. What is the best way to, you know, refinish it?
Okay, so the issue is that you want them to be to stop squeaking, or you want to refinish it, or kind of both?
Stop squeaking, and also I want to refinish them.
Okay, so there's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, because you're doing the refinishing and the repair at the same time, that actually makes it a little bit easier. But what you're going to want to do is deal with the squeaking issue first. And the reason that that happens is usually because of movement. If you can identify those sections of the floor that are the loudest, they're probably going to have the most movement, then simply what you want to do is resecure those floorboards to the floor. So you can do that with nails. If you nail through the hardwood board into the floor joist below at a slight angle with a nail that's kind of rough, like a galvanized nail, you're going to have to pilot that hole first, put a small drill hole in first, and then drill nail right through the hole, because you can't nail hardwood directly. The nail will bend, the board will split. And ones that are really leak, you can actually use a trim screw, which is a long, thin screw with a tiny head, and it's a little bit bigger than a nail. That's even a better way to do it, because the screws are really solid. They won't pull back out again. So I would just tighten up the boards as best you can in the loudest areas. You're never going to get them all, so don't try. And then you can have your floor refinishers sand it and refinish it. And I would definitely have the sanding done professionally. I would not do this myself, because the tools are very rugged, and if you don't use them every day, you're going to damage your floor. So I would have it completely sanded and then refinished. Does that make sense?
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT 24/7 so we can give you a hand with whatever it is you are working on. Coming up, has it begun snowing in your area yet? Well, we're going to share how you can choose the best snowblower for your job when the Money Pit returns.
Becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good home.
homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Welcome to the Money Pit, guys. We love to hear what you are working on. So pick up the phone, give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions online at facebook.com/MoneyPit. Whatever it is, head on over to MoneyPit.com. We are standing by with lots of tips, ideas, all kinds of inspiration for your holiday season to go off without a hitch.
Well, if you've got some holiday projects planned but no tools to get them done, we can fix that too, because right now we have the Arrow Fastener Holiday Home Decor Giveaway going on at MoneyPit.com. We're going to choose 12 winners, and each winner is going to get a full set of tools from Arrow Fastener. Each set's worth over $125 that can help with pretty much all your holiday home improvement, decor, and craft projects. There's four main tools in each package. You get the wire stapler, you get the cordless electric staple gun, you get the professional high-temperature glue gun, and you get the new plier stapler, the P21, which is great for holiday gift bags that you may be filling up with treats and cookies and stuff like that to give to family and friends, plus a supply of glue sticks and staples. All of that going out to each of the 12 winners. You can enter today. In fact, you can enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Paula in Ohio is on the line. Paula, what can we do for you today?
Me and my husband have an older house that was built like in 1950. And the woodwork through the whole house, it's all interconnected, the door frames, everything. And we want to sell the house, so we're trying to find what would be the best and the cheapest solution to fixing that woodwork without having to replace it all.
So what's going on with the woodwork? Is it just worn? Is it just heavily painted? I mean, what exactly is your problem with your woodwork?
Yeah, it's worn. It's like, I think somebody that lived there before us had a dog, so some of it's been chewed on, and it's like we would replace, you can't replace parts of it because you can't get the stain to match, and we don't really know what to do to make it look better to get it ready to sell.
So is this molding kind of like fancy molding in terms of if you were to fill in some of the grooves and the digs in it, could you paint it and have it look halfway decent, or do you think you have to replace it?
I think some of it we'd have to replace it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's kind of what you're up against. If it's painted now, you're going to probably want to replace it with a paint grade molding. And I think if the areas that are really damaged, you mentioned dog damage. I mean, if it's chewed on, then you may just want to pull that piece off and replace it. But, I mean, a coat of paint can do wonders with something like that. I don't know if there's a way to kind of decorate around it, and it would be an awful lot of work to replace all that trim. Certainly a possibility, but it's a big job to pull all the trim off and replace it. So I think all you can really hope to do at this point is to clean it up, prime it, because that will give you a better paint finish. And then just put a top coat of paint on it, kind of call it a day. Leslie, do you have any other suggestions, or do you think that's about it?
No, I really think, you know, priming it and painting it really is the best solution, because once you get into replacing all of the trim work, I mean, first of all, it's a tremendous expense, and it's a lot of work, and you end up cutting and mitering, and it can be more complicated, whereas paint is a simple fix for now. At least you can start there and see if it's something that you like and can, you know, live with and work with decor-wise, and if not, then you can at least explore the future options.
Okay. Great.
That help you out?
That helps me out a lot.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, when I was a kid, I was the snow thrower, but these days, shoveling snow is a chore that pretty much I would rather avoid, and I mean, it's not helping my allowance in any way for doing that job. You know what I'm saying?
You're not getting a raise, yeah. I guess both of us could use a machine that could tackle the job quickly without a ton of effort. In my case, my snow shovelers are all off to college, so they're not so interested in coming back just to help old dad, you know, dig out from the snowstorms. But, you know, with so many mechanical snow removal machines on the market, it's kind of hard to figure out where to start. But the first thing you need to know is this, and that is the difference between a snow blower and a snow thrower, because people use these names sort of interchangeably, but they actually are technically two completely different machines, and it has to do with the way they work. Now, the snow machines come in several stages. A single-stage machine is called a thrower. And the reason it's called a thrower is because it picks up the snow and it sends it out a chute in one motion or sort of one stage. And with these machines, the auger actually connects with the ground and picks up the snow and lets it fly. The two-stage machine is technically a snow blower because it moves the snow twice. First, the auger scoops it up, and then a high-speed impeller throws it out through the discharge chute, and it can actually handle a lot more snow.
Yeah. So how do you know how to choose between the two options? Well, you've got to consider the area that's going to be cleared, the amount of snow, and the surface. Now, single-stage snow throwers are typically about 19 to 22 inches wide, but width is not as important as the height of these machines, which is limited. So the deeper the snow, the less effective it's going to be. Now, if you're frequently battling 12-inch snowdrifts or more, you want to go with a two-stage snow blower instead. If you need to clear large, deep expanses of snow, like a big double-wide driveway, you're going to appreciate the wider and more powerful two-stage snow blower. Now, both are going to run on gas. There is, however, an electric version of the single-stage snow thrower, and that's good for smaller areas like decks and steps where a gas-powered machine simply isn't going to fit. And it's also good for climates where only a light occasional annual snowfall is expected.
And most important, guys, is safety. When you're using a snowblower, you got to watch out for those very powerful blades. They move at high speeds. These machines tend to get clogged, so you need to know that you never, ever, ever stick your hand in it to unclog it. I say that, and people are like, duh, of course. But believe me, people do it all the time, and they end up losing fingers. So if you have to clear out that area, turn off the engine and use a wooden stick to dislodge the clog. Even if the machine is off, those impellers and those augers can have some tension in them, and they could still move even if the machine's off. So always use a wooden stick to dislodge any clogs.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on this holiday season. Whatever it is, we're standing by 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, is your electric bill giving you sticker shock? Well, figuring out how to reverse that trend starts with a solid understanding of where all that power is going. We're going to share what you need to know just ahead in today's smart spending tip presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card, where you can earn 3% cash back on online shopping next.
You live in a money pit. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs, a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020, Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, does your home ever feel like a money pit? Well, we get it, guys, but it's all about perspective here. For us, a money pit isn't really a disaster. It's a home that you love. Now, whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist, whatever you want to call us. We are here for you for all things remodeling, decor, and fix-up on the Money Pit Podcast.
You can sign up and join us at moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Mona in Wyoming, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a garage that has a low spot in it up by the front tire, and the snow all comes off of it and then sits there. It doesn't drain out, and then it freezes, and then I have a skating rink.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering if there's anything that I can use to either kind of fill in that hole and spread it out, you know, make it more level, or if I... What would happen if I drilled holes down through it?
Well, that was my first thought, Monet. If you were to fill this in, if I was to tell you how to fill this in, do you think that that would allow the water to drain out?
Probably not.
Okay, that's what I was afraid of.
Unless I filled it, you know, quite a bit and then sloped it back.
There is a way to do that. There are materials called patching compounds. They're epoxy in nature, or they're made of other materials that are designed specifically to adhere to the old floor. And so one thing you could do would be to basically re-level the floor using an epoxy patching compound to smooth out those areas. Another idea that comes to mind is that there are a number of garage floors out there that are modular in nature that can be assembled on top of the concrete and basically give you about an extra half inch of height. And the water, if it collects at all, would be kind of below that level. They're made to drain, they're perforated, they're durable, and they look pretty cool, too. I'm thinking of one that snaps together and looks like tiles that can actually be quite a decor element as well and has more traction than the concrete would itself.
And it would go over the low spot and still be level?
And you would put it over the entire floor. You know, you basically would redo the whole floor of the garage with this material.
And so what about drilling holes in it? You think then I may have more water come up through? That was my concern.
Probably not, because I think what will happen is it will just clog up. I don't think it's going to be effective. I mean, I guess it's possible you could put a drain in there if you really drilled a big hole, but we don't know what we're going to run up against when you get through that concrete.
No. Well, it's gravel underneath.
Yeah, but it's a pretty big job, and if you were to drill it, I think you're probably just going to clog up. I don't think it would be an effective drain, unless you actually, you know, put a properly sized drain in there, and that's just a bigger project. If you think smoothing this out, that low spot's going to solve it, then I would just use a patching compound on it and try it. You got nothing to lose and see what happens. If you decide you don't like that, you could always go with a floor tile option after that.
Do you have a tile option, a manufacturer that you would recommend for that?
Yeah, Home Depot has dozens of these garage floor tiles. Now, they're not going to have them in the store, but if you go to homedepot.com and just search garage floor tiles, you'll see what the options are. Lots and lots of options, and some of them are quite attractive.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, is your electric bill giving you sticker shock? I mean, figuring out how to reverse that trend really starts with a solid understanding of where all of that power is going, especially because a good portion of that juice may be going to places that you're not even aware of. So to help, here are three areas where we see a lot of wasted energy. Now, first of all, I want to talk about vampire appliances. Now, that means that they're appliances that are always plugged in, and for some reason, they're always drawing energy, whether you're using them or not. So the solution here, guys, is to use a power strip. Now, you can switch that off when those appliances aren't being used, charged, whatever it might be, and then they will stop sucking all that extra energy away.
Yep. Next, let's talk about what we call the energy hogs. These are the big appliances. Dishwashers, clothes washers, clothes dryers have a pretty much insatiable appetite for electricity, and they can really drive your electricity bills way up. So a few things to think about. Run the dish and the clothes washers at full capacity only, and select low heat for the dryer. And most importantly, think about replacing those older appliances with Energy Star models. These don't use energy very efficiently as their newer counterparts, so those Energy Star appliances are going to make a big difference.
Yeah, now let's talk about lights and ceiling fans. Now, when it comes to lighting, many people make the mistake of using lights to brighten the entire room, but efficient lighting only provides light to specific areas, such as your couch, a chair, a kitchen table, a workspace, a reading area, whatever it is, but you're focusing that light where you're going to use it. So the solution here is to use lighting only in rooms that you're in and for those specific purposes. Think of them as task lighting. Then go ahead and switch out those incandescent bulbs for LEDs. The cost on these bulbs have come way down, and they're going to last for a long time, so it's definitely worth it. And also for your lighting, you want to consider an occupancy or even a vacancy sensor switch. It's great if you've got kids who just walk out of a room with every light ablazing. I mean, it's going to sense that nobody's in that space anymore and then turn that light off. So excellent for basements, you know, a storage closet, the kids' rooms, wherever you're coming in and out of, and maybe you've got your hands full or, you know, those forgetful kids.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. You know, we're all shopping for essentials online these days. Why not get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card? You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, 24/7. Whatever you are working on, we can lend a hand with that. Call us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, are you thinking about purchasing a home from another era? Well, it's actually possible to predict what might need work based only on the home's age. We're going to share those tips after this.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone, give us a call with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Bill from New York posted a question, and he's asking, we're looking to purchase a home built in the mid-1980s. What are the biggest changes in construction and building codes from the 80s to today? Are there any drawbacks to houses built around this time period?
That's a really good question. You know, no matter what decade you choose for a home, you're going to have some strengths and weaknesses of the types of components and stuff and structure you're going to see there. So, for example, if you have a house that's built in the 80s, you know, you may have some very old appliances. You know, typically a lifespan that can run from 15 to 20 years means you're going to be on the end of your second water heater or your second heating system or maybe your third air conditioner. So age of appliances, major appliances like that is an issue. One feature that was popular in the 80s that does not heat or cool very well is a cathedral ceiling because there's not enough space to do a good job. You usually have a roof on one side, and then 8 inches or 10 inches later, you got the drywall on the other, so you can't get much insulation in there. So that's not a great feature of those. Oh, and here's one, speaking of roofs, that was introduced in around the 80s, and that was when roofing manufacturers changed from using a cotton mat asphalt shingle, where you had this cotton mat, they sprayed the asphalt on it, and that's what made the shingle, to a fiberglass shingle. It was a lot thinner, so they saved a lot of money on asphalt, but the problem was they started to crack a lot, so you got to look really carefully at those roofs to make sure that they're in good structural condition. Another issue with that time of year was the stucco, the synthetic stucco that came out, the EIFS, which is the exterior insulated finish systems. Boy, those houses were leaking on the drawing board, a friend of mine used to say, and he was absolutely right, because they would get all sorts of leaks and then grow mold and things like that. So those are just top line some of the things you would be concerned about. Your electrical systems are solid. You know, your design of your cooling and heating systems are solid. But the age of appliances, age of cabinets, that sort of wear and tear. Just get a really good professional home inspection before you buy that house, and you'll get a real good idea of what you're kind of up against. And by the way, if you're wondering, well, how old is my house, I'll give you a home inspector's trick of the trade that we used to use. And that is, if it's got the original plumbing fixtures, which so many homes do, look on the bottom of them. You'll find it like on the underside of a toilet tank lid, underside of a sink. You'll find the date stamped right in there, and it'll tell you when that was manufactured. And you can guarantee, be sure, that it was installed, you know, within several months of that date.
All right, good tips. Now I've got one from Rosie in Alabama who writes, we're remodeling our laundry room, which is also our guest half bath. Is laminate flooring safe under a washing machine, or is tile better?
Well, absolutely. There are water-resistant laminates that are out there. Certainly you have tile. And the other one is EVP, engineered vinyl plank. I just redid a laundry room for my sister, and I used the EVP plank from Lumber Liquidators. And, man, it came out great. Very easy to put down, very inexpensive, very affordable. It was less than $2 a foot, and it looks absolutely fantastic. So you have a lot of options in water-resistant and waterproof flooring, including the EVP and the laminate floor.
All right. Good luck with that renovation, Rosie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope that you may have picked up some good ideas and tips to save some money around your house and fix it up, make it more comfortable, make it the space that you really want it to be, because we're all spending a lot of time at home, and we want to be there right with you, socially distant, but virtually speaking, helping you take care of that place every step of the way. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. President Trump urging Georgia Republicans to re-elect two senators who face runoff elections next month.
In his first political rally since the election, the president came here to southern Georgia to help Republican senators in the state's two upcoming runoffs. He accused radical Democrats of trying to steal the Senate election, like he claims the presidential contest was stolen from him. He told a large crowd, "You know we won Georgia, just so you understand." The president said control of the U.S. Senate is at stake and told GOP voters not to sit out the two January 5th races and to vote for incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Greg Clugston with the president in Valdosta, Georgia.
The first big wintry storm of the season hitting the Northeast. Forecasters say they can get more than a foot of wet, heavy snow in parts of New England, making travel treacherous. Already power outages beginning to affect a lot of the folks up there. A foot or more of snow in suburban Boston and northern New England is possible. Officials are beginning to prepare for flooding that could hit parts of the West Coast.
With California's 2020 rainy season now underway, the state could be swallowed up in 10 to 20 feet of rain. At up to 200 inches in some places, floods would hit nearly every major population center of the state. One expert predicts that models suggest the possibility of a substantial loss of life, and at least 1.5 million Californians might have to be evacuated from their homes. California's Office of Emergency Services has spent years developing plans for mega storms. Patrick Foss reporting.
The European Union and the United Kingdom have decided to press on with negotiating a post-Brexit trade deal with all three key issues still unresolved ahead of a year-end cutoff. Meanwhile, the negotiators returning to the table on Sunday with fundamental differences on rules for a number of items. This is townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
The U.S. will block imports from a major Chinese producer of cotton goods for its suspected use of workers detained as part of a crackdown on ethnic minorities in China's northwest.
The Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps was already on a U.S. Treasury sanctions list that barred American companies from doing business with the company. A measure announced by Customs and Border Protection detains any shipments at U.S. ports. It's the sixth time in recent months that the U.S. has issued such an order on companies operating in the region of China, where authorities have detained more than 1 million Uyghurs and other minorities.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Tens of thousands of opposition supporters marched across Armenia's capital Saturday to push for the resignation of the nation's prime minister over his handling of the conflict with Azerbaijan over Nagorno and Karabakh. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. More relief for student loan borrowers who've been given another reprieve because of the pandemic.
The Trump administration is suspending all federal loan payments for another month through the end of January. Millions of students won't have to make payments. The loans won't accrue interest. And any collection activity will halt for another month. Then it will be up to the Biden administration to decide what to do next. A moratorium on paying back student loans was introduced at the start of the pandemic and extended in August, but set to expire at the end of this month. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says the department is notifying loan service companies of the extension. In April, some overdue borrowers sued because their wages were being withheld to pay for loans that had been put on pause. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Green Mirror, your friendly oil change. Green Mirror and all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, Jaws, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to the winter. It's almost here. My gosh, December already. Are you rushing to get a few projects done in time for some holiday visitations from others in your bubble? Are you planning some projects ahead? You imagine if I said that line a year ago, Leslie, people would be like, what the heck is wrong with him?
I mean, you know, the whole thing is still so crazy.
Really?
This is totally off topic, but I brought for a girlfriend and her husband for their anniversary tickets to a show.
Right.
And it got rescheduled to September of 2020. Then it got rescheduled to April of 2021. And then I recently got an email saying that it's rescheduled to April or May of 2022.
Oh, my gosh. And there are those folks out there that just don't get it. You know, there is an organization that I love, near and dear to my heart, that asked me to help with a fundraiser. And the fundraiser was tickets to a cruise. I'm like, you're kidding, right?
I bet a penny.
Really? Tickets to a cruise.
No, thank you. Does it also come with the hazmat suit?
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's nutty, but it all makes sense. Masks, bubbles, we got to all do it, and we got to do our part.
Yeah, and listen, we're going to do our part, try to help you keep up your home, make it comfortable, make it safe, make it a place that you enjoy hanging out, because let's face it, we don't have many other choices these days. So if we can help you with a project, let us know. You can get in touch with us a number of ways. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can post your question at moneypit.com or use our Facebook page at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. So coming up on today's episode, fall is the flooring season, and with dozens of products and an infinite infinite number of designs, we're going to share some tips and new digital tools to help you find the perfect floor choice for your space.
And we're all cleaning and disinfecting more than ever now, and with the holidays coming up, that's only going to get more intense. We're going to share some tips on a really handy disinfectant that cleans, disinfects, and deodorizes in one step, and it's also effective against the COVID-19 virus on hard, non-porous surfaces, so definitely something you want to keep around.
And if you're finding you need more storage room in your house, your attic may be a great option, but only if it has a solid floor, something that's tough to do in that space. We're going to share some tips on the best way to add floor space without impacting your home structure or your insulation.
And if you guys are in the holiday spirit and ready to take on some decorating or holiday crafts, we've got a chance for you to win the very tools that you're going to need. Just enter the Holiday Home Decor Giveaway today at MoneyPit.com. Now, it's presented by Arrow Fastener, and they have hooked us up with a dozen sets of tools worth over $125 each to give away. And it includes the P21 New Plier Stapler, which is really great for closing up holiday gift bags or like those little displays of cookies that you're going to bring to your neighbors safely and slide to the front door. But you can staple everything greatly with this P21 Plier Stapler. It's awesome. Enter now at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. How can we help you make your home its best ever self? Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Paul in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have 8 pillars that I'm wanting to attach a beam, a railing to. Pillars are 20 foot apart. And I am looking to attach some type of railing that goes between them, or on the side of them is what I'm envisioning. And it needs to be able to withstand direct impact from possibly 300-something pounds being bumped up against it continuously. Well, not continuously, but on a regular basis, I should say. And it's a concrete floor. I have a few ideas, but I wanted to talk to some experts to hear your thoughts.
This railing, is it protecting like the edge of a porch or a loading dock or something like that where people could fall off? Is that why we have it?
It's going to be more of a corral. I'm kind of building a corral, yes.
A corral. Okay, so it's basically for livestock. It's not to keep somebody from falling over. I need to know because if this is, you know, for people, then we need to make sure we follow the building codes on this. Or if you're just saying that you want to just have this railing to stop, 300-pound animals from bumping into it or what? Give me more information.
No, it's for people, yes. So I'm building, I guess, a play area, an arena per se. And they play bubble soccer inside this area, and they will bounce into it repeatedly, so I need to build something between the pillars to make the area that they can play in.
So you need this also to be so that the balls won't go out. You need to have some mass to it. It's not just a railing. It's really a railing and spindles?
I was thinking railing and, you know, some 4x4s. I just don't know what span or how far apart I needed to put them or...
All right, well, look, let me just give you the advice as if you're building a standard railing, because it sounds like you got a really unusual situation here. If you've got these pilings, as you're describing them, these vertical beams that are 20 feet apart, you're not going to be able to have a complete 20-foot span without having too much wobble and flex. You're going to have something mid-span. If you want to put, say, 4x4s in and have them bolted to the concrete, you have to use an anchor plate, which is basically a piece of steel that's maybe 6 or 7 inches square, where the screws would fit into the wood, and then the overhang, you'd have more screws that would go into the concrete itself. And then what you could do is have a solid railing that connects both the piling and the intermediate posts all the way across with as few seams as possible. Now, if I was building a railing like this, I'd have one up high, one down low. So let's say it was a 3-foot railing. I'd have maybe a 2x6 railing at the top, maybe another piece of 2x6 towards the bottom. And then I'd have balusters in between that might be 2x2s sort of screwed to the outside of the 6x6. So you had a complete, almost fence-like structure when you were done. This will give you the rigidity that you need to keep people from being able to kind of lean over the railing or push against it. And in your case, it'll also kind of retain whatever's going on with the activity inside that space. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
So, I mean, that's the kind of thing you need to do. And typically railings are designed, residential railings, if I remember my building code, are designed for 200 pounds in any direction. So you're going to beef it up a little bit further than that. But the thing is, since those pilings are so far apart, you are going to need some sort of intermediate support.
So what if I did, like, steel pipe the length and just attached it on the 20-inch pillars? And then, you know, set another one on the pillar and ran it to the next one. And
I mean, you could build the whole thing out of steel pipe, but again, it really depends on whether or not you need any mass below the railing itself. If you can have air under the railing, then you probably could build it with steel pipe.
Yeah, the railing is just to keep the balls in, and the balls are, you know, 5 feet round, so they're big orbs. Basically.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking soccer ball.
Yeah, and you fit inside it. And
you're talking about something completely different.
Knock people over, and that's the whole fun
steel pipe is somewhat modular, and I guess you could do it with steel pipe. You would just have uprights that would be screwed to the concrete floor and then also into the sides of these pilings. So I think that's probably an option, given your revised description of the need.
What do you mean upright?
So you would have maybe one piece of steel pipe that would go like a post in the middle of that run.
Okay.
And you could use pipe fittings to connect to it. Because, again, even if it's steel pipe, I don't think you can go 20 feet without it having too much flex.
All right. Awesome. No, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. What an unusual project.
A very specific project he's working on over there.
It really is, yeah. Needs a railing to contain balls that are 5 feet in diameter. I wonder what game that is.
I don't know. I know they play something at my son's school called Gaga Ball, and they're in a Gaga Pit. No one can ever explain it, but it's like anytime there's a block party, people are like, how do we build a Gaga Pit? And I'm like, I think everybody's making this up. Like, I'm
maybe,
fairly convinced.
As they go. Well, it sounds like fun. Good luck.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, we're all cleaning and disinfecting more than ever before now. And with the holidays coming up, that's only going to get more busy and more intense. So we're going to share some tips on a really handy disinfectant that cleans, disinfects, and deodorizes in a single step. And it's also effective against the COVID-19 virus on hard, non-porous surfaces. I'll tell you all about it after this.
Live in a body pit.
So many holiday projects need fasteners and glue. That's why we're thrilled to be working with Arrow Fastener for our holiday home decor giveaway. 12 lucky Money Pit listeners can win one of a dozen sets of tools worth over $125 each. Check it out at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
That's right. Arrow is the maker of the best-selling T50 stapler, and they've given us a Santa-sized bag full of great products. Now, every winner is going to get one of the CT300 professional high-temp glue guns, a T21X wire stapler, the P21 plier stapler, and an E21 cordless electric stapler, plus a supply of glue sticks and staples.
Yeah, and I love the GT300 glue gun. There are so many holiday projects you can do so quick and easy.
And the wire stapler is great for hanging holiday lights. We'll pick 12 lucky winners, so be sure to check it out and enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
It's our holiday home decor giveaway presented by Arrow Fastener.
Enter now at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast.
As cooler temperatures and social distancing force us indoors, Simple Green reminds us to CBD or clean before disinfecting. Bacteria and viruses can hide underneath dirt, dust, and food, so surfaces should be cleaned first with Simple Green All-Purpose Cleaner.
A leaking water heater can lead to flood damage, but not with the new Rheem Gladiator electric water heater. With built-in leak protection, the Rheem Gladiator detects leaks and automatically shuts off the water supply.
Fire and carbon monoxide incidents spike during winter. The new wireless First Alert connected safety 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarm is Ring and Z-Wave compatible and provides early warning of a fire or CO emergency.
Finished basements are perfect for gyms, offices, or more family space. Dry core subfloor panels install between the concrete and finished floor and feature air gap technology for dry, comfortable, and cozy floors year-round.
For more info, visit moneypit.com. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one?
Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867. Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, if you enjoy this radio show, we think you're going to enjoy our podcast, too. And you can find it at moneypit.com/podcast. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
You can get the podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Cindy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us all about your roofing problems.
We have a camp, and it's got it's a metal building with the pitch on the roof. There's several different layers of the pitch. It goes down, and so let's be like three different pitches on it. We had it put in, probably in 07 or 08. And then around 2011, we decided to pull off that plastic wrap insulation off the inside of the roof and spray on the spray insulation on it. Once we did that, that's when we started noticing the leaks. So we tried different things. We even had another company come out, pull out all the screws and put in new ones that were a little fatter, and so with the washers and all that mess with them to seal it. That has not worked. We've been up there on that roof I don't know how many different times trying to put silicone on the on top of the screws after we clean it down along the seams. Sometimes we've even had to get up there and he's had to pull out the screw, put silicone in, and put the screw back in. It's just been an absolute nightmare to try.
You said these are metal roof panels. Is it like corrugated roof? What kind of metal roof is it?
Right, it is. It's like a corrugated roof.
So they're big metal panels, right?
Right.
When you try to replace these screws, I guess you're essentially taking the panels almost off the roof, right, because you're removing all the fasteners?
Yeah, well, we can't. I mean, with the spray and everything else, I mean, we had even thought about could we, you know, take the roof off and start over. And now with the spray down on it, we can't even do that.
Oh, so this spray is actually up on the underside of the metal roof itself?
Right. So it's like glued down now.
So there was basically no, there was no like sheathing or anything underneath this?
No. When we started this project, we started it with someone who we thought, we didn't know anything, and we thought the person knew everything. And now we know better, but, you know, we messed up, and now we're kind of caught in a bad position.
So, yeah, it's not a good situation because it's kind of hard to try to repair something that probably wasn't put in well to begin with. So I have one idea for you, and that is to put another layer of roofing over the roofing that you have now, but put ice and water shield in between the layers. So ice and water shield is very effective at sealing these kinds of leaks that's specifically designed to seal around fasteners. And if you were to, if it was possible for you to put another layer of metal roofing over this, but put ice and water shield in between, that would definitely stop the leaks from happening. Short of that, I think there's a situation where the roof has to come off and you really have to do it right from the get-go, because I don't think the roof was just put on, I guess, over some sort of furring strips or something like that. There was never any ice and water shield underneath that. And so I'm not surprised that it does leak, especially from driving rain. I don't think you can rely just on the fasteners or even fasteners that have like rubber gaskets on them to keep that kind of a roof completely leak free.
All right. Well, I tried. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. I wish we could give everybody a quick fix, but sometime we just can't, especially when you have a roof that's been going so wrong on so many levels for so long. You just can't bring it back.
Well, it's never been more important than it is today to make sure that the products you use to clean and disinfect your homes does the job you need it to do. And it's a good time to talk about that, which is why we want to talk to you about the Jaws Disinfectant Cleaner.
Yeah, you know, this is a product I have personally used for a number of years now. It's actually a hospital-grade disinfectant that kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria, and it's even effective against the SARS-CoV-2, that's the COVID-19 virus, when it's applied to hard, non-porous surfaces. So we're talking about cabinets, sealed countertops, appliances, doorknobs, toilets, and it also works well on floors, and it doesn't even dull the high-gloss finish that a floor has. A lot of cleaners do that. So it's kind of our go-to disinfectant cleaner, because it handles grease, dirt, grime, fingerprints, food stains, pretty much removes everything that our family can dish out.
Yeah, now the product comes as an ultra-concentrated disinfectant cleaner, and it's formulated for use with the Jaws refillable spray bottle. Now, the system is simple to use. You just head to JawsCleans.com and you order a starter kit. Now, that's going to come with an empty Jaws bottle sprayer and two refill pods. And you simply fill the bottle with water and then insert the disinfectant cleaner pod, and you're going to get a full bottle of cleaner that's going to clean and disinfect in one easy step. So there's really no need to clean first and then disinfect.
Yep, and when you're all done, it leaves behind a fresh lemon scent and a beautiful shine. Now is a great time to stock up on the ultra-concentrated refill pods, too, because you'll be set for the entire winter season. And we've got a promo code that's good for a 20% discount. All you need to do is to go to JawsCleans.com, enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get a 20% discount now through December 7th. That's JawsCleans.com, promo code MONEYPIT for 20% off.
Greg from Iowa is on the line, is looking for some home maintenance tips. How can we help you?
Bought my new house, new construction, 8 years ago. And I'll be honest, kind of embarrassing, but I've really done zero home maintenance since, other than changing the air filters every once in a while. I've done zero home maintenance things.
Well, that's why you bought a new house.
Yeah, exactly.
But alas, it's time to take on a few projects, huh? What's going on in the house now?
Well, there's nothing wrong. It was just more of general maintenance that needs to happen, and I just don't know what to do.
So general maintenance. So first of all, when it gets chilly like it is now, it's time for you to do some heating system maintenance. Now, what kind of fuel do you have? You have gas? Natural gas?
Yes.
So it's important to have your heating system serviced. You've apparently not done that for 8 years. You're well overdue. The reason for that is even though when you turn the heat on, it comes on and provides heat to your house, it could be doing so inefficiently, or at worst, it could be doing so dangerously. So every fall, you need to have your heating system cleaned and serviced to make sure it's running properly. And then in the summer, you'll have your air conditioning system serviced for the same reasons, not so much the danger, but more importantly, the efficiency. So those are two things you should be doing right now. And when your HVAC technician comes, he'll probably also take a look at the water heater, because sometimes the burners can get coated with rust because natural gas is very corrosive when it burns. So that's the kind of thing that you probably need to do right away. The other maintenance tasks are really going to depend on, you know, kind of what's going on in the house. You know, if you've got a toilet that leaks or runs all the time, then you could need fill or flush valves. If you've got paint that's cracking or peeling, you could need paint. But the mechanical maintenance, I think, is most important because that's potentially dangerous. Does that make sense?
It does.
Now, are you seeing anything that you think needs attention?
No, nothing much. It's just been, I think we've had a pretty lucky 8 years, and there's been no crises at all. So
you better be knocking on a piece of wood right now.
Right. It's time to get it maintained, I suppose. Get some maintenance done for the HVAC, yes?
Yeah, and you know what's something you probably don't consider is your dryer vent? You know, the exhaust duct behind your dryer that exits to the outside of your house? A lot of people don't think to clean that because lint does go out there and then get to the outside, and it can get stuck and it can get caught, and you should be cleaning that at least once a year, probably twice a year.
So I have to pull out the dryer to do that?
Yeah, so you pull the dryer away from the wall. There's a product called, it's a Gardas Lint Eater, is one of the ones that we've used, Tom and I, and you actually put it through the exit vent on the exterior of the house, and you sort of twist it through with like a drill driver motor, but you have to be very careful, and there's a certain direction you have to put it in. But it goes through, and the amount of stuff that comes out, I mean, it's you've never seen so much junk.
Well, indeed. Well, thanks a lot for the tips. Anything else that comes up? Anything else you can think of that is, or are those the biggies?
Oh, there's so much to be done. You know, I think you just need to be aware, but take care of those mechanical things because that's where you can get yourself in trouble, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Just ahead, fall is the flooring season, and with dozens of products and an infinite number of designs, we're going to share some tips and some new digital tools available to help you find the perfect floor choice for your home. So stick around. 888-MONEY-PIT.
And I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, some of the hardest working and most beautiful surfaces in any home are the floors. And there's no better source for durable and stylish flooring than Lumber Liquidators.
Well, now Lumber Liquidators is going forward as LL Flooring. And what's more, the company has added a suite of digital tools and services designed to make the shopping experience better than ever before. That's why we're pleased to welcome the president and CEO, Charles Tyson, to join us now. Welcome, Charles.
Hey, Tom and Leslie. Thanks very much for inviting me on and letting me spend some time with you and hopefully answering some questions. I hope your listeners think about how to make their homes absolutely fantastic.
So talk to us about how Lumber Liquidators is now LL Flooring and how the company has been working to further improve how people can shop for flooring.
Yeah, we've been working on this for a while now. As we think about our position in the marketplace as a specialty retailer, you know, we want our brand to be reflective of what we do, which is selling top quality floors, having a really high touch experience with our fantastic sales associates. You know, we have a very broad assortment. We have over 450 A quality floors, whether it's wood flooring or vinyl flooring. And we've really expanded our digital tools to help customers through their purchase journey in flooring. And so we really felt that we need a name that is reflective of what we do as a great retailer, and we don't sell lumber, and we're not a liquidator, and so we're piloting LL Flooring in around 20 stores this year to help customers better understand what we do in the marketplace.
I mean, there's so much that you guys bring, and I really feel like you're showcasing so much of the latest trends, different colors, different materials. What are you seeing? Because I feel like the flooring industry and the design end of it is just changing so much. What's popular? What's trending right now? What are you seeing?
Yeah, that's a great question, Leslie. I think the flooring business has really evolved, you know, over the last 5 years, where when people were doing a project in the home, they didn't consider flooring because it was too complex. And the technologies, particularly with click mechanisms, is allowing for a much easier installation, which is allowing flooring to be part of that broader home remodeling project with a good value of being able to do the complete job. But from a style and trend perspective, there's a lot of European influences that have been flowing through. You see a lot more of the wide boards. You know, we carry product that's up to 7 inches wide. Wide and 8 feet long, 10 feet long, so very different than the 2 3/4 boards that you saw 5 or 6 years ago. Colors, I mean, color is just so important, and it's moved so far away from just the dark browns or the light oaks, and of course you see the grays moving through in home decor, and it's really important in terms of how it's driving trend in flooring. But then the European looks, the white oaks coming through, so we really look throughout the world for what's going to be the future of home decor and how do we think about color palettes, how do we think about finishes. And then the other thing from a design perspective is functionality. You know, young families, they want to use the whole home. And so their living rooms aren't these rooms that just are for formal sitting anymore. They're action rooms. And so waterproof flooring, water-resistant flooring, so that whether you've got pets, whether you've got young children, spilling water, spilling the juice, really easy to clean up, and just the floor looks just as vibrant tomorrow as it did yesterday. So we're really looking at how do we bring design and look and functionality into the marketplace in a very cost-effective way. And, you know, we've introduced some new products recently. One's at Bellawood Manhattan Chevron, and it's just a fabulous-looking product, but we designed it in a way that allows people to do really easy installation. If they're a DIYer or if they need an install, we can arrange to do installation as well.
Charles, you know, I think one of the things that sort of hangs folks up when they're trying to make a decision on a product like flooring is sort of the analysis paralysis with so many choices. You guys have got 400 stores and more across the country. How do you help consumers narrow down what the best flooring application is for their specific use?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tom. So if you go out onto LL Flooring, we've created some tools to try and help folks really visualize what it is we do. We have a product called the Floor Finder. It's just a few quick questions, and it will basically help you narrow down onto the type of floors that are likely to be right for you. We then have an item called the Picture It tool, and it's absolutely so much fun. You can take a picture of any room in your home, and you can download any product from our website, and you're actually going to see that floor in the exact room that you want to do. And again, this is new technology. Our average customer downloads multiple floors, so we know that they're trying to figure out exactly what's the right style, what's the right look for them. We offer free samples online. You can go online. You don't have to go to a store, but you can certainly go to a store and pick up samples so that you can come home and lay those samples out. You can look at the Picture It tool, and what we're trying to do is make it really easy for you to make a good decision from a flooring perspective and really understand up front before you make that big investment that the floor is going to turn out the way that you really expect to do from a look and feel perspective. And then, of course, there are some customers who said this is a daunting project. We're able to offer installation services to come in and do the work. In this COVID environment, if you don't want to go to a store, we can arrange for delivery. And we even have a process now online called virtual sales, where you can actually click a box and do live video with a sales team member in a store, and they'll walk you through all the samples that we have. We can then send the samples to your home. And so particularly for those folks that are at risk in this COVID environment, we've come up with a total end-to-end solution without even having to visit a store. And we're really excited with some of the feedback that we're getting from customers of how helpful they're finding that. And, you know, for some, at this difficult time, they want to work on the home, but they also want to protect themselves.
I mean, you're really making it super easy for folks to find the right flooring, the most beautiful flooring, the piece that they're going to love. So, you know, kudos to you guys for making it easy in this super weird environment we're all dealing with this year.
Yeah, you know, but I don't want to forget the fact that we've got real experts, whether it's in our call center or in our stores. And so if you get stuck with a project, we're going to be there to help you. And you can either call a store, you could go in and visit one of our store flooring specialists. A lot of people will come in with photographs of their flooring project and simple things like underlayment. How is the floor prep ready for the new floor? And our teams are there to help you. Not just that we don't want to just sell you a floor. We get so excited when our customers come in at the end of a project and they bring photographs in or they send in photographs of their finished floor. And that's why we're different. We're a retailer that we want to give you tools to make it easy. But if you get stuck, whether it's a pro who needs just that special piece of product to finish a home project or our installers who are highly qualified to help customers through it or our in-store or online service personnel, the team that we have, they're flooring experts. That's what we do. We don't sell furniture. We just sell flooring, and we want to make it a great experience for our customers.
Well, I've had many personal experiences with the folks in my local Lumber Liquidators, now LL Flooring store, and I got to tell you, they really know their stuff. I've thrown some really difficult questions at them. I have a very old house, over 130 years old. I have a very sloping floor that I wanted to put a floor down, and we had a long, detailed technical discussion about just how to level that floor, how far the floor leveling compound products that you guys offer will go, and I was very impressed by their knowledge, and I've since done two projects for family members with your products, and both of them were just absolutely amazing, the before and after for Transformations came out so well. And, you know, I think folks can be daunted by the process of putting down a floor, but, boy, has it gotten a lot easier with the click lock technology. Charles, the first laminate floor I put down was a tiled floor. It was like 2 foot square tiles. It looked like stone. And it was back in the day when you had to physically glue and clamp every single tile to the next one. And it took me so long, I said to myself, oh my gosh, this laminate floor stuff, it's never going to go anywhere like this, you know, because it just took so long. And then all of a sudden we've got the click lock technology. You're snapping these boards together and you can do a whole room, certainly in just a few hours, even if you don't do it every day. And every one of the products that you guys put out has that kind of quality and expertise that comes behind it. And I think that's why you've been so successful and will continue to be very successful under the new brand name of LL Flooring. Take a look at their website, llflooring.com. Take a look at all of the digital tools that Charles talked about. If you need a floor in your home, if you'd like to refresh your space, there is a solution for you waiting in llflooring.com. Charles Tyson, the CEO and president, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit and continued good luck with all of this exciting growth.
Thanks, Tom and Leslie. I appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing folks coming in and hoping that we really make their homes look beautiful with a fantastic selection of floors. So, again, appreciate you having me on.
Charles Tyson, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, if you're finding you need more storage room in your house, your attic could be an option, but only if you've got a solid floor there. We're going to share some tips on the best way to add attic floor space without impacting your home's structure or insulation when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
So many holiday projects need fasteners and glue. That's why we're thrilled to be working with Arrow Fastener for our holiday home decor giveaway. 12 lucky Money Pit listeners can win one of a dozen sets of tools worth over $125 each. Check it out at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
That's right. Arrow is the maker of the best-selling T50 stapler, and they've given us a Santa-sized bag full of great products. Now, every winner is going to get one of the CT300 professional high-temp glue guns, a T21X wire stapler, the P21 plier stapler, and an E21 cordless electric stapler, plus a supply of glue sticks and staples.
Yeah, and I love the GT300 glue gun. There are so many holiday projects you can do so quick and easy.
And the wire stapler is great for hanging holiday lights. We'll pick 12 lucky winners, so be sure to check it out and enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
It's our holiday home decor giveaway presented by Arrow Fastener.
Enter now at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs. A pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And the Money Pit is also available by podcast, and it's been ranked one of the top home and garden podcasts of all time on Apple Podcasts. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Join us today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you'd like to pick up some more storage space, flooring your attic can be a good option, but it needs to be done cautiously because doing so the wrong way means that you could weaken the structure, squash the insulation, or find yourself with one foot planted firmly through the sheetrock ceiling below and, you know, your foot dangling in whatever bedroom is just underneath it. Now, the key to a successful attic flooring project is to complete the project without damaging the roof or the floor structure or weakening the attic insulation. So first, you need to know what kind of roof structure you have. Is it made from trusses or from conventional lumber?
Yeah, that's really important because if the roof structure was designed with prefabricated trusses, your attic was definitely not designed for storage. But having said that, there is a possible solution. If you can keep the storage weight to a minimum, you may be able to build a storage platform above the insulation by attaching some supporting beams to the sides of the trusses and then putting flooring in between that. Now, you can also use a prefabricated attic floor kit that's designed to work on trusses and also will raise that attic floor above the insulation. Now, if your home was built with standard conventional lumber, your risk of causing structural damage is less, but you still need to be sensible when you install the floor. Now, the beams you'll be installing the subflooring on are actually ceiling joists. They support the drywall ceiling below, and they are not designed to be strong enough to support a floor loaded with, say, your old rusty barbell collection. You got to be sensible about what you put on top of it.
Yeah, no, and another thing you've got to think about is your home's energy efficiency, which is almost always going to suffer when you convert that attic space to storage. Now, since most attics are going to need about 16 inches or more of insulation, the insulation is always thicker than those ceiling joists or trusses. And as such, adding a floor can cause that insulation to compress, and that's going to reduce the efficiency of the fiberglass insulation. So a good solution here is to add flooring to an area just around that attic door opening, just sort of, you know, immediately around it where you can easily access it. This way you can pick up some storage space without disturbing that insulation through the rest of the attic, which is so important for your home.
Yep, and there's one more tip that would make the project easier. You know, the floor does not have to be made of plywood because maneuvering big, heavy 4x8 sheets of plywood up to an unfinished attic is kind of like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. So to make the job easier, cut the plywood sheet first in half longwise, lengthwise, so you'll be having two 2x8 strips of plywood, which will be a lot easier to handle. If you'd like more tips on this project, we've got a great article on MoneyPit.com. Just search Money Pit and attic flooring, and we're sure it will come right up in your Google search window.
Give us a call anytime with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7. We'll give you a hand. Call us at 888-MONEYPIT. Hey, are you thinking of moving? Well, if you are, you better get a truck and start emptying out all that extra stuff you've got lying around so that your house doesn't look so crowded to those potential buyers. We're going to have some home staging tips to help you get started coming up.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Welcome to the holiday season, you guys. What are you working on? How are you making your home bubble friendly for your family that's going to maybe pop by, hopefully socially distant and safe, and have a wonderful holiday season? So how can we help you guys achieve that? Let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand.
Well, if your home feels a bit small and you're planning to move, staging the home before those potential buyers show up can help create a very positive first impression. But this almost always involves getting rid of a lot of what made your home crowded in the first place. Staging, though, is the key, and Leslie explains how to get that done in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, first of all, you've got to understand that most of these home buyers coming to see your house are leaving their space because it's become too small for them, just like you. You run out of spots, so you got to go a little bit bigger. Now, if your home is cluttered, if it's got too much furniture or knickknacks just spilling out of every nook and cranny, it's really not going to be very appealing to those potential buyers who are coming from an equally crowded space. Now, another common mistake a seller is going to make is expecting that potential home buyers are going to share their own sense of decor and style, and that's probably not going to happen. So if you happen to love huge antique armoires from 1920 or anything else that doesn't feel neutral, get rid of it so that this way the home buyers can really imagine their own stuff in your space. I mean, it's always amazing to me when I go look at a house with the kids and the boys are like, so we get the pool table? No, you get none of the stuff, guys. You got to imagine that you get the place empty and then your stuff goes in. So if it seems like people are going to have a hard time because you've got too much stuff around, get rid of some of it. Now, keep in mind, a lot of these potential buyers, guys, are nosy by nature, and they will, and I mean it, they will open every cupboard, they'll look in the closets. I mean, they really open up stuff that they shouldn't be opening in the first place when they tour a property. So make sure that your staging efforts include emptying out those cabinets and closets so that they look spacious and inviting to new buyers. They don't have to be totally empty, but maybe about 50% full of what you've already gotten there. So it seems like super organized and very spacious and sort of inspiring to that person. Like, ooh, I can also have my towels look fantastic in there. And for much of the same reasons, guys, you want to limit your wall decorations to fewer and larger pieces of artwork and include a few strategically placed mirrors that's going to expand the feel of the space and reflect the room's best assets. Now, once you've cleared out that space, it's okay to accessorize what you've got left, but limit this to uncluttered groupings of no more than two or three items. And I always go for odd numbers when I group items together. It just, I don't know. I always feel like, oh, three, and then the fourth one's me. I don't know why. I've always thought that. So stick to the odd numbers.
I think it's interesting that, and I don't know if everyone in the audience realizes this, but staging is what you do professionally. You don't stage homes for sale, but you stage television sets for the best possible appearance, the best color, the best decor, the best spacing. As the art director for Good Morning America, you're doing this every single day. And a lot of what you do to actually stage a TV stage is what we're talking about doing for your own individual house. The same principles apply, right?
I mean, it really does. And it's interesting because when I do the things for television, I have to imagine what it is in that small frame of what the camera sees. So I can stage something beautifully, but then if I don't take a look at what the camera's looking at and really make that piece look tight and beautiful, it's not going to work. So it's the same thing, tight and beautiful, and that's what you want in your home.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you're budgeting for the months ahead, you might be thinking about cutting back on home maintenance. That is never a good idea, but we're going to share with you how much you should be spending to take care of the home that takes care of you on the very next Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.